I could feel the church getting into the heavenly realm. And I'm very thankful for that. That was happening here. So it takes time to get there, right? It takes time because we got a terrible past. And we don't really realize how far Adam fell. If God showed you, if God showed us, you know, we just, I guess, get under a rock or something because we really are worse than we think. Somebody said, I know how bad I am. I'm too bad. You know, I'm too bad for God to save me. And I say, you're 1,000 times badder than you, worse than you think you are. But thank God for his love and mercy. Because all by grace, you know, you're 20 times worse than you think. Thanks, Shelley. You're 20 times worse than we are. But thank God for his grace, right? But this morning, you know, in my heart, I keep seeing us rise up, and we just can't stop. You know, when you start leveling off, that's when you get in trouble. But I can feel us rising together. I can feel us rising, and we're growing together, and we're being blessed together by God, and we're breaking into some things that natural man can't break into. He can't do it in a billion years. But we're doing some of those things. We're embracing the cross. Thanks, Chris. Because you got to embrace the cross if you're going to grow in heavenly things. And so we've got to understand some things from God's perspective, from a divine perspective, right? We've got to raise up. Our minds have to be renewed. We have to understand some things. We have to admit when we were wrong, when we thought we knew. You got to do that. I thought I knew. You know, when I get the text back now, I can feel the spirit in them. When I hear the testimonies, I can feel the spirit in them. And they're just not sharing things. It's not just sharing things. It's God elevating us so that he can bless us. Because he wants to really bad. I mean, really, like Chris would say it like this, like really bad. But I want to share some things this morning. And I know they're going to help us. You know, thank you guys for praying for me. You know, because as long as we get this stuff from heaven, you're going to grow. Right? As long as you get it from heaven, you're going to grow. The problem is, you know, sometimes Derek, sometimes we give messages just from mental feel good type knowledge, and it might mentally be right and it might sound good, but unless it comes from the spirit and comes from above, all good and perfect gifts come from where? Come from above. So foreign to man's mentality is that there's a realm above that he can visit, yea, even live there, and start to transfer heaven to earth. Okay. So I say, if you keep praying for me, I'll keep going to heaven for this stuff. Is Valisa here? Yeah. Will you come? Shit. I'm talking about going to heaven. Valisa, will you come? Let me see that right there. That's microphone. Valisa, you know, we want to hear her. It's not, it needs to. Okay. Come on up here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think this happened Wednesday? Okay. I think it happened Wednesday night. Anyway, I went to lay down, and I said, God, I want to go to heaven. As soon as I closed my eyes, immediately he took me up. But first I saw graves up in heaven, and I'm like, why are there graves in heaven? I know that's not anything I would want to see in heaven. And so I sat up. I wasn't even asleep. So I sat up. And I'm like, are these people that miss their chance, you know, to experience heavenly things? But then I'm like, okay, Lord. And then I laid back down. And then I saw a flower. And I saw a watering pot going over the graves. And up from the graves, I started to see flowers. And the gravestones started to break away. And so the revelation I got from it was that we have a second chance. There are people that are walking around dead to heavenly things, but if they receive the living word, which was the watering pot, that they'll begin to grow and become heavenly.
Amen.
So it's like we got it. We still have a chance. Every day that we're walking on this earth, we still have a chance.
Amen. 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 That's Felisa. Thank you, Mike. Nobody's special. Nobody's special. If Felisa can happen to you, Felisa can happen to anybody, can it? She's special, isn't she? She saw James, didn't she? Oh, boy. I wish I had time to share that one. Okay, so in context of what I'm sharing, you know, when she texted to me, you know, there are people who, you know, we're Christians. We have our citizenship in heaven, as the scripture says. But you can have your citizenship there, but be dead, still dead to heavenly things. Right? Because that's the grave in heaven. But you're still dead to heavenly things. In other words, a lot of our Christianity is still earthly. And we can't get anywhere. We're going to heaven when we die eventually. But as far as living a heavenly life now, you're dead to it. And that's why Pastor Jerry is going to be at 3 o'clock with City of God sharing heavenly things. That's my little commercial. But that's also the way of this house, right? So this takes time. Right, you can't get it in a month or 2 months or 3 months. You stay with it. You stay with it. You get text. You read the articles. You read the book of the month. You fellowship with the right kind of people. Because natural men do not get heavenly things, right? The natural men do not get spiritual things, right? So, you know, God's... At the cross and resurrection, God created a new order for us to walk in. And so a lot of our failures are due to us trying to get heavenly things on an earthly basis. Okay. You don't know what Christ did. He went somewhere else for you to go there with him so that you can get your prayers answered that way. So you're praying sort of emotionally and naturally, and God says, I need to, you know, my ways aren't like yours. You have to come up. I want to answer your every prayer, but I can't do it on an earthly basis. Are y'all listening to me? So God has to teach us how to pray. So there's going to be a four-part teaching on prayer starting February every Wednesday night. I'm sorry. Yeah, every Wednesday night, 7:30. So the first thing I'm going to share with you is that you don't know how to pray. That's the first thing I'm going to share with you. You said some of you, all of you, including me. Because, that's commercial number two. See, we think prayer is just ask, what have we been told prayer was? Talking to God, just asking him. Well... So you start praying, just asking out of your own mind, you know, in your own self. And so, you know, God's like, I got to get yourself out the way so that you can pray like I want you to pray. Why did the disciples say, Lord, teach us how to pray? You know, because why did they have to ask him that? All you got to do is ask God for something and he'll do it. But they knew there was another art to it. And so the first thing I'm going to share with you is, you know, I'm going to convince you that you don't know how to pray. And that's going to take something to convince you of that, right? Because you think you already know. And it's amazing to me. They don't work, but we still know how to pray. I prayed like this for 30 years. You know, some of the hollering and emotional things that we throw at God, you know, I gotta have it, you know. And he's like, I gotta teach you how to pray, son. You can't touch me like that. It's like the woman with the issue, you know. 1,000 people are thronging around him, but only one touched him. We gotta learn how to touch him in prayer. That was for us. So the first thing I'm going to have to convince you is if you don't know how to pray, right? And so when you pray and don't get it, you're like, okay, God, why? And then next thing you know, you go on to the next thing because you really don't get an answer. Can you say amen? Amen? But it's all because we're growing, right, Pastor Cheryl? It's all because we're growing. This isn't condemnation stuff. This is stuff that you learn the hard way, right? And can I say this? So we you know, in Romans 8, he says, we don't know how to pray as we ought to. First of all, we ought to pray, but then we don't even do that part. We ought to pray, but we don't pray until we get in trouble. And then you don't even know how to do it. But the Spirit helps our infirmities. Listen, Cheryl, gross infirmities, deep infirmities. You don't know nothing about prayer until I teach it to you. Until the Holy Spirit teaches you how to do it. Have we confessed that? Do we even think like that? Do we wait? Say, before we go to our prayer time, say, Holy Spirit, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't really know what I need. I think I need a car. And the Holy Spirit said, you don't need a car. You need to be rid of self. Pray that first. Are y'all listening? So the first lesson is going to be that you don't know how to pray. And there's more to it because I haven't convinced you yet, right? So I haven't convinced y'all. Yeah, I know. I got more to this stuff. Pastor Jerry, she used to, her old pastor used to get on her because people would call into the prayer line and they say, this is not Pastor Jerry, you know, and he would get mad. So she can show you how to pray some things. All right, so but very important this morning. Because we're going to continue to grow, right? We're going to continue to grow spiritually. I can feel it. I can feel the growth. I felt Shelly's text to me, you know, when we text her about Abraham and how God had to steal all, take away from him all his natural hope to get him in the spirit to have his son, right? So, and Shelly text, I can tell from her text tone, I can feel that. That relates to me. That means that my hope is not in the natural for sick or cell to be well. My hope is now more in the spirit realm, and it's going. I'm telling you, it's going. But see the but if we stay in the natural, we're gonna get all our help from the natural, and it ain't going nowhere because the natural can't cure it. We got to get into the heavenly to get rid of it. Okay. Everybody's got to be watching me this morning. And so, you know, last week, if you were here, Pastor Love shared how she saw in Pastor Jerry's lungs. And her wording was, I saw black sacs in the bottom of your lung. And they were really interfering with your breathing and potential to live a free life. And in the place of those, I saw white sacks coming in the place of those. Hands pulling out the black and pouring in white. This is Pastor Jerry. That's Pastor Love. We saw that. That was at the end of service. And so Pastor Love had no idea about Pastor Jerry's lung trouble. No idea at all. So she shared that in the microphone. She had the nerve to do it in the microphone. So Pastor Jerry took us after service. We had a pastor's meeting. And Pastor Jerry said, you guys are going to be amazed at what happened with this because I just came from the doctor and he drew a picture of what was going on in my lungs. and he drew black. He said this, these are black sacks in the bottom of your lungs. And this is what's causing and blocking the air and causing all the trouble. She did not know that. Okay. And then she shared about how the white was going to come in, white sacks to replace or whatever. Now, what's God, see, God's trying to show us something, right? Our minds stay in the natural and we can't get anything done. But as soon as spiritual revelation and gifting hits the scene, now our faith rises, right? Now we can't doubt God anymore. Because before we would doubt God, see. And see, that's what I really want to talk about this morning. So, you know, here's Satan with Adam and Eve. And, you know, here's these three words that he said to Adam and Eve, right? Here's these three words he said to Adam and Eve. I mean, they lived in a realm of blessing. Blessing was coming. I wish I had, could remember the song you did, the, how blessing was coming out the ground and, you know... That's the real realm where blessings come. You know, like we do the quote, you know, every day is a day of resurrection, a day of plenty, a day of wealth, a day of health. You know, it's over flooding us so much we can't contain it. That's the normal with God. That's the normal with God. You know why it's not normal anymore? Because Satan, well, how do young people, millennials say it, cast shade or something through threw shade on God. He threw shade on God. Didn't he, Nika? He threw shade on God. Are y'all listening to me? I'm very serious about this. You know, God's good stuff pouring out. Hath God said. Three words. Three words. Start throwing shade. Start throwing shade on his character. He's not really that really. Throwing shade. He's not that big. Right? He's not all that really. You know how you cast shade on him, you know. You can't really believe everything he says. Casting shade on him. He's not all that. Hath God really said that? There's variableness and shadow of turning with God. You never know what he's going to put on you. He doesn't really mean everything he says. He doesn't really mean everything he says. He diminished God's character and his love and his willingness to give all. Those three words. He threw a lie in there. He lied on God. And then they gave it an ear. They became attentive to it. They let it get in. And the shade got in. Got down inside their constitution, right? And then they couldn't get it back out. So from then till now, there's that shadow of his character that we fight with because we inherited that shade. And you know why we don't believe? You know why we don't? You know why unbelievers don't believe and we believers don't believe much? Even with our little faith movement, I'm very serious. Even with our little faith movement, because until the shade is pulled back out and the enlightenment of his goodness and his love and how he will never do the stuff we question. He would never do it. we're going to keep doubting. You know, doubt is a crippler. Yes, doubt is a crippler, you know. It's the wrong territory. I remember Pilgrim's, I love Pilgrim's Progress, you know, that book. You know. Doubting Castle. I just think about this. If you're going to buy a new house and you ask that builder, you know, is this foundation going to last? And he said, well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Well, this roof going on, you know, going to leak. Oh, you know, sometimes they do. Can you see, I'm trying to get you to the root of your problem and my problem. The same shape. You know why our faith doesn't work? Because you know with faith we can move mountains, we can do anything, nothing's impossible. We'll be running over troops and run over walls. Whatever. Faith, we have everything right. There's still a shade in us. It's not God's fault. It's not God's fault. There's still a shade in us that has God says, right? Right? Even when you go through trials and stuff and he in your little mind goes, why, God, is this really God? Listen, I thought he loved me. A little shade, Satan be whispering to you, has God. Are you real? Do you really have to go through this? Even though scripture says he loves who he chastens, but we still down inside, you might not say it to her, but down inside, you feeling that thing, man, because a little shake, God casts shade. Am I saying this right? So, you know, James talks about how the double-minded man, because without faith, don't think you're going to receive anything from God. As long as that shade's pointing there. In our minds, we say, bless God, I love his word, I believe every bit of it. No, you don't. Know yourself. Instead of saying that, don't get religious in the routine. I back off of that stuff. I'm like, God, I don't know myself. I mean, I want to believe you. I really want to believe you. It just doesn't happen like that. You know, I was telling Pastor Mike this morning, and I didn't realize I was going to share this. I was telling Pastor Mike when he first came in. And we always talk a little bit before we, you know, get started on some stuff here. You know, this morning when I was coming in, and I don't know how it happened. You know, I guess God has his ways of teaching. There was not a need inside of me. In other words, all the shade was gone for a few minutes. And there was not a need in my life. I mean, with all this external stuff that's going on inside of me. He pulled all the shade out. I'm like, the Lord's my shepherd, I shall not lack. You know, all this stuff I still owe didn't matter, right? Because it didn't matter. And by the way, because of what I'm teaching this morning, some of your businesses are going to grow. Because he wanted them to grow, but because he's going to take some of the shade out of you. Because it's just your unbelief. It's just my unbelief. Unbelief is a killer. It's a satanic killer. It's a satanic killer that robs you of his goodness and his love. It robs you. Satan's a liar. Has God said? And today, the Holy Spirit said, I'm going to take, you know, there's no variableness of shit. I'm going to make that word true. It's going to bring light on it. See, here's what we realize. I'm start calling names, but I can see BJ prospering. Not as a doctrine, not for his own good. Because he sees the love of God. If I see the love of God, see, faith work by love. If I see the love of God, faith going to fall right behind it. Satan puts a doubt on his love. Every single day. Every single day. I love what she said about Drew. I don't want to offend Jesus today or whatever he said. I don't want to break his heart. You know what? That's love. You know what that means? His faith going to be working strong. So here's a group of people that God's raising up. He's raising up a group of people. And here's what he told me to tell you this morning. You know, I get in my office and I said, Lord, what am I going to say? He said, just be quiet and let me tell you. Because I don't know. So you got to know you don't know. I could do a 3-pointer. You know, here's what Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. We thought that just meant sickness and stuff. It does. But you know what that really means? He's going to destroy the shade that Satan put in your heart. That's the work of the devil. Get that away and your faith is going to rise. And then he's like, God, nothing's impossible to me anymore. Jesus, I'm coming. Here's why I was manifest. I'm going to destroy that darkness and that lie that he put in mankind back with Adam and Eve. I'm going to reverse all that stuff. The works of the devil, they got to go. That's why I'm manifest. That's why I'm manifest. That's why I'm here. Forget about the outward stuff right now. I'm going to destroy what he put in your heart. Why can't you believe like you want to believe? Why can't you believe like you want to believe? All I got, if you believe, you have the faith of a mustard seed and you can do all this stuff. Why can't you believe like that? Because the shade has been thrown on God in your heart. And Jesus said, I'm taking that away. I'm just taking that away. You say, God, change outward circumstances. I don't have to change outward circumstances. I just got to change what's going on in your heart. And then my faith in you is going to push everything on the outward away. See, it's Satan's diabolical plan to keep lying on God and his love, to keep us doubting. I thought he loved me. So this is why this is a people who's going to grow. I feel very, very personal with everybody today. This is why this people in this house, if you're in here, this is why you're going to grow. This is why you're going to grow. God has never been the problem. He's always loved like crazy. He's always loved. You don't know how to do it. God is love. All I know how to do is love, bless. You know, I got so much. I need to give it away. I like the prodigal son, you know, when he came back, he said, oh, I just make me a servant. God said, look, I blessed bigger than that. Give him a robe, give him a ring, give him a fatted calf, give him. Because I know how to bless. All I want to do is bless. But if you got shade, but it comes by faith, you know. And so here's the Lord Jesus. Man, oh man. So I got to go back. So here's the people of God in this room. You've been picked out. To leave the castle of doubting. see, Satan hoodwinked us. But Jesus got his number this morning. I'm talking about the living Christ. I'm talking about the resurrected Christ. I'm not talking about the historical one. I'm talking about the one that's in this room today. Touching. Encountering you. Making it personal. I'm taking away doubt and fear. I'm taking away the shadow. God's always good. You know, we have our little saying, God's good. Everybody says, all the time. But yet, here's a little casting. So you can get into just religious tradition and until the spiritual come. Until the breaker come. He break all that unbelief, see. Once he breaks the unbelief and shows you God, you know, faith worked by love. Once I see you love, once you see love, faith's going to start rising. This is why I love the life of Jesus, James. And Satan tried the same thing on him, right? He's tempted in the wilderness. Here's his bread. I mean, here's his stones. You need, you're hungry. Would God let you go hungry? Turn those stones. Have God say, does he really love you? Are you really his son that he's well pleased in? I thought you was his son. Why are you making you letting you be hungry? See, we go through some things in life sometimes, and they're not very comfortable. I thought he loved you. Casting shade. Casting shade. Now, when I see you, I know what you can say. Bless God, he blessed me. But down in your heart, doubt, doubt, doubt. Can't get anything from him. Satan's diabolical. You know, doubt's your fiercest enemy besides yourself. I mean, it's doubt. You know, this is really why at the end of the book of Ephesians, it says, after you got on your breastplate, you got on your armor, you got your helmet on, but then you got to take that big old shield of faith and quench his fiery darts, right? Have God say, these ain't physical darts. All he's just saying to you, doubt, doubt, he ain't really as good as, you know, if he was really God, why he let wars to happen? You know what people say? Cast shade on our one true creator who loved us, you know, to send his only son, and with how much more will he give us everything, as scripture says. And Glow heard this thing Friday. The guy came in there and the center was picking up his child. You know, how come, listen, see, I'm going to catch y'all. How come we got a president like that? And he said, from God's standpoint. Oh, yeah. Why does evangelists, has an evangelist or a minister, how do you respond to that, that God allowed him to be president? Can you see the shade on that? And some of y'all thinking, why we got that president? Do you not know, does our loving God not know who it is? Right. Come on, man. And see, when you start chiming in with it, all you chiming in is with the shade. I don't know who can be president. I can't pick that. That's God's business. But he know what he's doing. Love knows what love's doing. But here comes a little shade. It's hurting your faith. God's trying to build up our faith so that he can quicken us and get us to believe him for everything you ever needed and for what the world needs.
Yes.
But Satan keeps throwing shade in it. Every day, man, I can give you some examples. This morning comes deliverance. This morning, you know, Jesus, you know what his key was? You know, a Christian said this. He didn't have, well, I don't know what kind of car he had. You know, I don't know, externally in his life. It didn't, you know what the key to his life was? My Father loves me. That's the key to his whole life. Now is not my time. My Father says, not yet. No shade. How can I get my taxes paid? No shade. How can I get people's bodies healed? No shade. People always gonna think, well, sometimes this or another. You know, you've heard certain things about healing. Sometimes God has another plan. That's shade. Who told you that? Everything he needed. Everything he needed. Everything he needed. My father. I see him, like the song said, I see him a certain way. So not only are my needs going to get met, I ain't even concerned about my needs. I'm going to feed the 5,000. I'm going to raise the dead. Because I'm looking at my father. There ain't no shade in his life. Zero shade. Can you imagine zero shade? But here's our start, Pastor Jerry. Here's our start. God, take the shade. Take away that doubt and unbelief. That's why they couldn't get in the promised land. Doubt and unbelief. Too much shade. They don't have the water that they think they should have. Why you bring us out here, Moses? Is God really good? Somebody say, I think God's good. There's some shade in there. I guarantee you some shade in there. Faith works by love. See, we're moving out of the normal crowd to the unshaded crowd. Why are y'all growing? Because we love him and we love one another. Because we love him and we love one another, and it causes our faith to grow. Forget about, you know, faith teachings and faith books and faith this and faith that, and it's still all in the natural. Forget about it. Just love God and watch your faith grow. That's going to remove the shade and doubts about him, because he's the source. Man, your faith going, you know, great day. God, turn off the faucet. It's never him. It's never him. It's never him. So here's the Holy Spirit teaching us. He's going to lighten us to us, and he's going to show you how ugly unbelief is, right? Remember the guy? He said, God, help my unbelief. I believe, but help my unbelief. I can't get nowhere until you help my unbelief. You want Rob to change? He's got to see God a different way. We can't make the law make him change. We can't give him rules. We can't even punish him. You know, we have some of the daycare children. Why if I talk? Listen, you can't touch them. And even if you do corporal punishment on some of them, it won't do any good. Because they're poisonous. Because they're past corporal punishment. I mean, it's only love going to save them. See, we don't know love. Read the article. Read the article, Upward Call. You got to read the Upward Call. You got to read it. We don't know what love is. We had that nice love text going last night, though. That thing, great day. That was good. I couldn't sleep. I told Gloria I couldn't sleep all night. The boy sent something. I'm like, great day. Then Rocky said, we can't get to that love but by the cross. But we're growing, guys. You know, in order to get to the positive, you got to get the negative straight. You got to tell what we aren't and where our downfall is. Only through the cross can I love like this, the heavenly kind of love. This is what God's ordained you to walk in. I don't care if the rest of the church world is not walking in it. He's ordained us to walk in a higher calling. And God will not quit on that. He will not quit. I'll give you, you know, I don't mind giving you 12 crosses a day. It don't hurt me. Does not hurt me. Even if you only take one, at least you took one. It's a start. Because only through the cross can we walk in this kind of stuff. Here's the last thing I want to tell you. He came to destroy the works of the devil inside of us. That's the primary thing, inside of us. We've geared that to the outside, and he's destroying this, that, and it. He's destroying the doubt and unbelief and the lie that Satan whispers, you know, so that we can walk in faith. Now, remember, though, that faith is a gift. It's not your faith. It's not your faith. It is not, you know, Jesus is the author and the finisher. And Marcus says, have the faith of God. When Christ came to us, he gave you his faith as well. He gave you his righteousness. He also gave you his faith. And remember what Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. I live, but not I, but Christ is in me. And the life that I now live, Galatians 2, the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Lord Jesus. I live by his faith. So you keep trying to use yours, and it just keeps you on the earth. Lord Jesus, I claim your faith. Strengthen your faith in me. It ain't yours. It's his. Everything is his. Everything is his. And that's God's way. See, his faith will take away the shame. Look forward to rising. You know, every problem that we're in, the only way reason that we're in it and can't get out is because we haven't seen the love of God in it, that Allah has been cast in us, because his love always takes it. Every single one of them. Every single one of them. Right? Right? Love cast out what? All fear. Here's this morning. Here's God having encounters with us in love. I love you. I love you. You did 10 things wrong this morning, B. I still love you. You do 10 more this afternoon. I still love you. No condemnation, no punishment, no nothing. I still love you. You said, God, I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep loving you. With sin abound, grace does much more abound. Because eventually love going to win you. Yep. See, we get tired of it and say, okay, it's time for you to pay some punishment. You know, I love you like, I don't know that way. I don't know that way. All I know is that he keep heaping love over you. And eventually you're going to tire of yourself and then take my love. And you're gonna get tired of church and take my love. Because church, they want to condemn you too. Because they think you need, if we don't do something, you're not going to ever do right. So we get in the flesh about it and put you in a corner. God says, I love them in the corner. I'm going to love them back out the corner. Because they got, you know, they got all kinds of stuff. Listen. Remember we had that session and Raquel was talking about the burnt out forest. Yeah, burnt out forest. Charred forest. Burnt out, charred, right? All just black, nothingness everywhere. But somewhere in that big old forest is a little tender shoot of life. It's trying to get up out that ground and rise toward heaven. Rise toward heaven. It might take it 20 years. Don't give up on the forest. Life's trying to come out of there. But I'll tell you, as soon as that life started to come up, here comes Satan trying to cast. Because that's his only weapon, doubt and unbelief. There's a manifestation of the Spirit starting to come to you guys. I can tell you that. I can see it in my own heart. I can see it. You know, sometimes I can see things from far away. And I can see them happening. Before I stood up here, I could see it from far away happening to you. So that's why I keep saying it. Everybody in here today, you are a victim of God's love. Yes. Yes. Victim. God's love. And his love gets hot. You know. It boils you over. God, why are you blessing me like this? You know. You know, your mind gets renewed. You know, we got to have a renewed mind about God. We try to size him up from our past, you know. Wait a minute. He never would have done that. But our minds get renewed. Then eventually it's like, great day. What are y'all talking about? That's not the God I know. He's my friend. That kitty cat trying to get in the service. Loves him some love. Drake, your son. Look. So yesterday, I hadn't seen my grands in a while up in D.C. Yes, I'm old enough to be your granddad. I know it doesn't look like it.
Wait, that's okay. It's okay.
So, you're going to learn this about me. So, so that was in my early, early years, and I didn't spend my life with her, my daughter up there. And so, I try to go as often as I can now to get in her life, stay in her life, and stay as the grandkids grow up. There's two of them, a girl, a boy and a girl. And so I had been praying about sharing things of the Lord with her for years. And it just never, I've learned not to try to force this stuff, just wait on God's timing. So, but I really wanted it, but it never manifests. But yesterday, Glow didn't go, and her husband was off doing some other stuff. So it was just me and her. And of course, the Lord setting this stuff up, So for years, I've been wanting to talk to her, but this was the time. And so she didn't grow up with me, but we had some contact, but wasn't intimate and things like that. And so we're sort of making up for lost time. And she started asking me questions about my life when I was a boy and growing up, and and so we start talking about what she was doing at her church, and do you have a devotional, and because, what about a fast? Because I think I'm going to start a fast and that, stuff. We never had this conversation before. And I suggesting things to her, journals, Spurgeon and things like that, But I make sure, make sure it's spiritual. Don't just get in, So we're talking, And she's asking me about my past. She's asking me about my past. And I'm like, no, it wasn't like that. It was like this. But those years were dark to me, and I really didn't, just opening up and sharing. When I left and got home, I had a really good D.C. traffic day, by the way. Hallelujah. Yeah, Jesus. Up and back, straight. I'm like, great day. Text me that much. I'm so glad, Dad, you came. Love you, da-da-da-da-da, And here's what I'm trying to get at. And I know God lined that up for this, what I'm saying. She started to see me a different way.
That's right.
Who knows what kind of shade was cast? Who knows what kind of shade was cast? And here's God pulling away the darkness. Pull the darkness away, the love comes up. When you coming again, Dad? When you coming again, Dad? See, we got Dad up here. There's still some shade in there. But you get the good reading, you get the good messages, you get the good quiet time with God, and he starts throwing away the shade. Yeah, we got it, guys. The church is full of it. Because we keep trying to define God by our own natural way. And he's like, I never knew you. That wasn't me. I'm not like that. I'm light. I'm love. Every sickness and disease. And I sent my son to destroy every lie that he put upon you. You're my son. You're my daughter. You're not just a slave or a servant. Abba, Father. Sonship. Loveship. In the day, every day I'm in it. In the morning, I'm in it. In the evening, every day, I'm in it. Takes away the shame. That's who we be. Children of heaven. Loved by dad. Loved by dad. Amen.
Father, we thank you this morning, this afternoon, as Pastor Roz was ministering, that we wanted to see God, but we wanted to see him in a different way. So, Father, we thank you this afternoon that you're removing the shade, that we can see you as you really are, not through the lens of the lie, not through the lens of religiosity, not through the lens of doctrine and tradition, but we can see you as you really are. We thank you this afternoon that we are being lifted up to be with you and to share the life, Jesus, that you died that we would have. We thank you this afternoon. We give you praise and we give you glory for choosing this house, for choosing us to remove the lie, to conquer the lie. We thank you, God, that we will have enough faith to say, Lord, I need the shade removed right here. And not pretend that we have it and we know it. I pray for confidence in the faith of God, the love of the Father, that he's waiting for me to say, remove the shade about healing. You're waiting. You're waiting. So that healing can burst forth like living water. There will be no sickness amongst us. We thank you for the renewed mind, for removing the shade of provision and supply. Father, I thank you that this afternoon, everyone under the sound of my voice will leave here knowing, for real, for real, for real, that you are love, and love conquers all. And that this message came to us as an opportunity to rise and live in the kingdom, to live in paradise, to live where Adam and Eve was. That's our inheritance. That we really, really can live a supernatural life, which is living in the Spirit. Living in the Spirit is supernatural. So we thank you this afternoon that we will leave here, and the Holy Spirit will expose the shades. The shades. Not just one, but the many shades. The many shades. Shades about this and shades about that. That truth will pierce through. Finally. Finally, truth will prevail. And the demonstration of the kingdom will be a reality. Help us today, we pray. Thank you for this message. Thank you for this message. Thank you for it. Thank you. I confess that this word has ministered to me. Many shades. But now we'll be able to stand boldly before the throne of God and get the help that we need. Traveling in the spirit, everyone under the sound of my voice is conquering and moving forward in Jesus Christ and living in the spirit. And those heavenly quarters are open to us, and we ascend and descend. We thank you now, and we bless you for the opportunities that will present itself to us this week. The opportunities for us to see your goodness, and that the shade was there. You will show us. You're going to show us that we don't believe like we say we believe. We don't love like we say we love. But in that, you're going to reverse it and give us the purity of love and the strength of faith and the reality of truth. We thank you now, and we bless you in Jesus' name.